Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad Magic Matt and Mr. Todd Sheets in studio once again, and glad to be along. And tonight, a couple of things to mention. First of all, Magic Matt, happy birthday to the guy who lives in your house, who looks like he should be about 25, but he's only 16. Congratulations to your son, Caleb. Very nice.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
16 years old.
It's amazing. You're not old enough to have a 16-year-old.
No, I'm not.
Really, it
kind of freaks me out, actually.
It's kind of goofy. It's kind of weird.
It's kind of bizarre.
Is he driving?
He just started driver's ed. He actually is 2 days in the car so far.
Okay, good. Good.
Yep.
Lord help you.
Oh, I know. He's a good, responsible kid, so... hopefully that will continue.
That's true. And you have two daughters beneath him that you just... If all three of them turn out to not be axe murderers, you've done a really, really good job. Because there's a good chance when you have three kids that one of them is going to end up either gay or killing somebody. You know?
Is that scientifically proven?
It's sort of scientifically proven. It's Brad Westmar science. Yes, Todd Sheets.
Before we go any further, I'd like to read something to Matt. Because while I was in the building...
Now, why did I...
I got a text from you, and I want to read it to Matt because I'm really excited about it.
Okay, should I stop my music then? Because
stop
I was
your music.
They're about to sing something.
You can't sing anything yet because I have to tell Matt about this wonderful text. I was in the building with him. A matter of fact, just about 20 feet away when he sent this.
I think I walked right past you when I came in.
You did. Where are you? Need my stuff downloaded. Who broke the table?
Well, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, okay?
That's like...
no GDs.
No GDs this time.
See, that's
he's
non,
improving.
That's non heart attack giving Brad.
That's
see,
right. That's right.
Westmar 2.0.
Westmar 3.0. Yeah. Now, can I get back to my song before
yeah,
we talk
sorry,
about the mess that this studio has become? Let's get back to my music here. And yes, it's scientifically proven in the Brad Westmar science book from the college degree that he got out of a Cracker Jack box. Yes, that if you have three kids, there's a much better chance that one will either be gay, an axe murderer, or end up a TV weatherman, which would not be good either. Speaking of weather, hot as balls, my vehicle said it was 104 degrees on my trip here today. Matt, any idea what the temperature is there?
I was out at about 2 o'clock today, and mine told me 103.
It's
so
too
it is
hot.
Blazing hot up here, too.
Too darn hot. It's ridiculous. This song I pulled from the old show. There was a lot of good stuff on the old show. You know, make fun of the studio that we had that was actually a basement with laundry all over the place. There was some good content that came out of that old show. And a lot of it was stuff that I stole, but that's okay. Because as I've always said, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice.
Hot.
That's right. Makes you want to snap your fingers, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
Yeah.
Makes you want to order a drink.
It's too darn a couple of them. I'd like to stop extra ice cubes. For my baby tonight. Oh, yeah. And blow my top. I'm hot. With my baby tonight. That's me snapping. I'd like
to stop for my good snapping.
Thank you. I actually have one more piece of information for you, too, while we're thinking about the heat. We're going to segue right into another one here.
Yes.
Good news. I went to the eye doctor, Dr. Dean Ellis, the LASIK eye surgeon, and I got some good news, Matt.
Okay.
Despite all the stuff I went through, all the concerns that I had after my surgery, that first week was really tough. The first month, you know, was a little rough. But for the most part, after I got past the first week or so, I was seeing the light. I was seeing that this was going to work. It was patience that got me there, because I have old man LASIK surgery where you have young man's LASIK surgery. You had both your eyes fixed for distance. I've got monovision where my right eye is fixed for reading, so it's kind of hard to get used to. But I tell you what, the last two times I've been there, it's been proven and officially told to me, to my face, that I have got the vision that everybody longs for. And you know what vision that is? It's this vision right here. That's what I've got.
Posted it.
You can't beat it. When you have 20/20 vision and they tell you that, that's great, 20/20. I mean, literally, if you didn't get a boner when they told you that for the first time, there's something wrong with you, because I did.
They never told me that, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
They told me 20/15.
Is that good or bad?
That's better.
That's better?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I'm not surprised that everything Matt does, I mean, we should just call you Matt Blankenship, because everything you do, Matt Afkar, everything you do is just that much better than me. Thank you.
Hold your applause, though. Hold your applause.
Okay.
It's funny you should bring this up.
Okay.
Because somebody has to go back up to Sioux Falls for a little tune-up.
Oh, you've got Eric Hosmer disease.
Yeah, that's why I'm hitting 220.
So you're telling me that you don't, seriously, your LASIK is wearing off already? Please don't tell me it's true. Say it ain't so.
I wish I could, but it was shortly after I was out there, or we were out there to see you guys about, what, 6 weeks ago or whatever?
Yes.
I had it started bugging me a little bit. Like, I have a little bit of a dirty contact on the right side.
Uh-oh.
And I can still see really well, but the only time it bothers me is especially if I'm, like, on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got something that's that bright, or if I'm reading a scoreboard at a game or something.
Yeah.
Just doesn't look quite right, and it feels like I got something in my eye. And I thought it was allergy-related at first, but I don't think so. I think I got to go back for a tune-up.
So you're going back to find out if you need a tune-up, or you know you need a tune-up?
Oh, I know I need one. She just has to tell me. She has to check it out, and then we'll probably – I don't know if we fix it. It's got to be another time that we fix it. But, yeah, I got to go back. But it's like 2 months down the road. She's that far booked out.
You know.
I know.
It's tough.
You know, what's worse is that they fix it for free inside of 3 years.
Oh, really?
I'm at 4 years.
Oh, see, I was just going to say, you know what? I still feel pretty good, because I do have the lifetime guarantee. So, allegedly, I have a lifetime guarantee.
Really?
To my understanding, I have a lifetime guarantee. They will fix any problems that I have, to my understanding and knowledge, I believe. I'm going to double check that. I could be wrong. Either way, if I can get 5 good years out of it at my age, it'll probably still be worth it. Granted, my wife will bitch about it, but it'll still be worth it. But yeah, so you're telling me they're not going to fix it for free. You've got to dip into the old Downing piggy bank then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Everything I do costs $1,000. So
okay,
just when my knee's healing up and, you know, everything's getting better.
God,
and here comes something else.
You're more of a mess than Todd Sheets.
It'll teach you to come to Kansas City, because the minute you come here, there's going to be some crap floating in your eye.
That's true.
I think it was Independence.
That'll do it.
It probably was. And all the more reason you don't want to come to the studio ever, Matt, because, you know, here's the deal. I sent you a video shortly after I walked past Todd, didn't realize he was here, sat down, texted him, said, "Where the hell are you?" I shot a video. Would you like to tell people what the video entailed?
It was you showing me the table and going, "Look at this mess. Look at this. This is disgusting over here. Oh, there's some food. I'm afraid to touch it. Is it from today? Oh, wait. Yeah, it's from... No, I think it's from yesterday."
True story.
And honest to God, Todd, they invented Dust Busters for a reason. If you don't want a full-out vacuum, hang a dustbuster up in there.
Can't blame me.
And in his defense, I'm going to defend him to the hilt, and here's why. First of all, I kind of thought that food that was sitting here may be Todd's dinner for tonight, but it was not. It was officially something from yesterday. Apparently, one of your co-hosts,
Hugh,
is a lazy, fat, tard.
Don't forget Scottish.
Lazy Scottish fat tard, and decided to not throw away his sack of Arby's food and just left it here for Todd to throw away. Okay. Now, admit it, Matt, this table is disgusting. I mean, you saw the dust, the filth. I mean, you saw it all too, correct?
Oh, yeah. And if you can see it on a grainy cell phone video, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to defend Todd. And also, I sent you a picture of the studio chair, the king's chair here, where the armrest is falling apart. And yep. Then even better was I sat down, and twice the studio table that where all I set all my stuff on while I'm doing the show started to fall apart. It started to literally just cave in on me. So somebody has broken the table as well, and in the meantime, Todd tried to fix it to the best of his ability here before we started the show, and I just took one look at this place. It is such a pit, and for all the talking that went on about Jackalope Radio and some of these radio shows' inability to take care of themselves while Todd was out of commission and literally fighting for his life, all legitimate talk, by the way, I am shocked that the dipsticks that come in here to do shows, and I'm not going to single anybody out, Hugh. You're kind of sloppy, but I'm not just singling you out, Hugh. I'm talking about everybody who comes in here, because the only thing I ever do when I come in here is I drop a empty soda thing in the wastebasket right here next to the chair. That's the only thing I ever leave here. I don't leave anything else, okay? I don't know why it's so hard for the children that come in here to do shows on Jackalope Radio for free with the help of Mr. Todd Sheets, why it's so hard for them to take care of this place like it's not theirs. If you want to go home and make a mess and break things and lean on them and be crazy and leave food all over the place and pop and steal things, steal tape out of here, you want to do that, go somewhere else and do it, or do it at home. But don't do it here. And I know that there are people right now going, not me, wasn't me. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know who it was, but I know we have a lot of people coming in here and doing shows. So if you're going to get on your pedestal when Todd was sick and in the hospital and make a big issue, which, again, I will say was completely warranted, about people that are incapable of doing their own show by themselves in the event of a freaking emergency, you can also get off your freaking high horse and clean up and be careful and treat this stuff like it's given to you for free, because it is. And done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
wow.
you. Thank you. Todd liked that. See, Todd, for once, I'm not blaming you.
Well, yeah, that's because you saw me down there, torn up chest and all,
yes,
underneath the table, like, scrambling, trying to make it work. I mean, that's the thing that frustrates you. I mean, it's like, come on, dudes. I've been out of the hospital 6 weeks. I shouldn't have to run Dustbusters. They should be doing that.
You know, absolutely. And Matt, you know, it's so funny. I never thought that I would grow up and become Ted Mann. But that speech right there was a Ted Mann speech from KG95 circa 1992. Okay.
Look at the Nutter Butter. What the hell's a Nutter Butter?
There's just crap everywhere. I mean, some of this is Todd crap. I mean,
that's,
I'm going to be honest.
Mine.
No, let me explain to you what I'm talking about, okay?
Some keys.
There's some stuff here that's yours. Let's be honest. The tambourine, you could move that. It doesn't need to be there, okay? The microphones are kind of clumped together, but I know you have a lot of people in here on Tuesday nights, and so that's fine. Nutter Butter Bites. Why is that there?
That
empty
mine,
water
yeah.
bottle. Why is it there? Why is that TV there, by the way? That could be moved.
Yeah,
right,
the TV's actually only going to be there during your show.
Okay, well, okay, whatever. But there are things here that could be moved. It could be taken care of a lot better. The table does not need to be broken.
I agree.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And I mean, and you said it can't be Griff, so Griff couldn't have sat on the table.
No, Griff wasn't here.
And wasn't Tim McLaws either, you're saying?
No.
Okay, had to be Hugh. Let's just blame it on the Scottish guy.
That's right, Scottish guy.
Okay.
Nutter Butters. I can't even eat those. I'm diabetic.
I know. I didn't say they were yours.
Yeah, well, I'm just
I understand.
Saying. It's kind of a frustration because I'm looking at them going, those look kind of good.
So the reason that I'm concerned that Matt never comes here is because he will most definitely get more particles in his eyes.
He might.
There's no doubt about it, Matt. I tell you, man.
Is it like floating through the air?
Yeah, it kind of. But you do have me, by the way, very worried about my LASIK vision now. Kind of concerned.
Well, not as bad as me. It bums me out.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of money on that, and I expect it to hang tight a little longer than that.
Yeah. I'm
they're telling me in the 40s. They tell you when you get in your 40s, you might need reading glasses.
Right.
Well, I am ways away from my 40s.
You are.
To have to go back and then spend more money.
I know.
I don't mind the time. I don't mind driving up there and seeing the doctor, but it's just the time. I mean, it's the money. It's just...
Yeah,
I'm going to break down.
I
got three kids. I got a 16-year-old.
It's true.
Every time I walk out the door, somebody wants me to pay for something.
Yeah.
Every time I walk in the house, somebody wants me to pay for something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
It's sorry. Sorry. It's I didn't want to do this here. Da, 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 da,
da. You'll be okay. Todd is everything to everybody. Todd is a psychologist. You know, so if you need to talk to Todd, just, you know, come here and lay down on the couch. Or no, better
just
yet,
not on the table.
Lay down on the broken table, studio table, and he will listen to your problems. Yes?
I don't need the counseling. I think I'm just going to have to hold out with my contract negotiations. I'm going to hold out for some money and a place on a best of.
On a best of. I know. Off air talk. I'm doing my best, okay?
I better be on the best of.
Look, let me tell you something.
You're going to have an empty chair. The following week.
The best of is already put together. If you're not on it, you're not on it, because I'm not going back just to insert you into the best of.
All the chicks do.
I'm just telling you, you have been warned. You're going to be talking to yourself for an hour the week after the best of.
At least I don't like soccer. Okay? Okay?
All right.
Okay?
That's a good point. You got me there.
Okay. Yeah, boy, big slam. I know. You know, we're not going to have time tonight for me to talk. You know, I wanted to go from 2020 vision. But you kind of trumped that with your, I've got Eric Hosmer problems, my LASIK surgery wore off, that kind of trumped everything. I wanted to talk about people with multicolored eyes, because I'm very confused about that, and I'm just going to set it up, and we'll talk about it at some other time. But I don't understand. There's some people have multicolored eyes because they're Stuart Scott, and they have a glass eye, okay, because they lost one eye. Is it a glass eye, or is it just the fact that he can't see out of that eye anymore? Do you know if he actually has a glass eye?
I don't know for sure.
See, it's one or the other. Okay? And either way, it's weird, because it means if you go blind in an eye, does the eye change color? Kind of seems like it must if that's not a glass eye. If that's a glass eye, can you maybe get a matcher to match the good eye?
Yeah. You know? See, that makes you think that it's not a glass eye.
But not true.
Because you don't have a matcher.
But not true, because I actually went, I worked my previous job before I got my current job.
Hello.
Was not doing that stuff. And I worked with a guy who was, he got some crap in his eye. A hand grenade basically blew up in his face when he was in Desert Storm or in the Army back in the early 90s. And he lost an eye. And he had a glass eye. And I think one time he may have even taken it out, which I didn't want to see. It really kind of oogled me out, you know. But it was a different color. And I'll be damned if I don't regret not asking him, because you would have thought, being who I am, that I would have asked him. But for some reason, if I did ask him, I don't remember the answer as to why in the hell is it a different color than your good eye? Because it was a different color. So
I can't believe you didn't ask him, being you,
I
like you said.
I know. I don't get it either. I mean, I was a different person back then. I was Brad 0.05. So
back you update more often than Windows.
I have to. I do. I have to update more often than PlayStation software. Yeah. Or iPods. Yeah. Yeah. Or iTunes software. Yeah. So it's one or the other. But there is also a condition that gives people two different colored eyes. That's perfectly normal in that both eyes are normal. You can see through them, but they just have one eye that's green and one eye that's blue. And the reason I bring all this up is we have a new guy at work, and he has...
Hello.
Multicolored eyes. And I think it's either because one of them is glass or one of them is dead. I don't think he has... And the reason that I think that is because people that have just the normal two different colored eyes that are, you can see through them fine, is the one eye doesn't go to the left and one eye goes to the right. They both look forward like they should. But if you have a glass eye or a dead eye that is a different color, that eye usually kind of angles off, you know, think of Stuart Scott, for example, Matt, right?
Right.
I mean, his eye kind of goes the other direction, you know, and thankfully you don't have to see it very often. So I think this guy is either blind in that eye or has a glass eye, and I'm scared to find out, but because...
Or he's part husky.
Right. That could be too. That's no, he's not. He's not. He kind of looks
what
like.
What if he's a werewolf? Husky.
Hey now. This is the guy that I told you about, and I don't think I talked about it on the air. Was it on the air or off the air where I mentioned the sideburns thing? The guy with the kind of triangular. Was it on air? See?
I don't remember.
I never had this problem. I used to do a 3-hour show, and I always knew what I said on the air and off the air. These days, 1-hour show, can't remember for the life of me what I said on the air and what I said off the air. So I don't know. But if anybody has any knowledge of the whole glass eye, blind eye, versus just having two different colored eyes and being able to see just fine, I'd love to hear about it. And there, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and we just did. It's freaky, though, man.
You know, I don't really remember seeing it on anybody.
I come across it way too much. I must just be a breeding ground for freakazoids. Todd, have you seen it before?
Yes.
Do you have any definitive answers on this?
I think they put their eyes out during the meth lab explosion.
What?
Here in Missouri. I think the meth lab explodes. That's why we see them so much here. And Matt,
ladies and gentlemen, Todd Sheets. Thank you for that answer, Todd. Thank you. Now,
you know,
let's move on to homosexuals, shall we?
Perfect. Good transition.
Thank you. Yes, why don't we? Jerry Sandusky, guilty, 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 guilty. Guilty.
Finally.
Guilty. Guilty. Something that we decided early on we didn't want to discuss much on this show because it became pretty obvious that myself and especially Afkar had completely opposite opinions on something. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not pro child molestation. I just want to make sure I make that clear. We had differing opinions.
Jared is. On, what you're saying is Jared is.
Jared is.
Your phone will
just
be
told ringing. Everybody.
Yeah, he never listens. Don't worry about it. It's okay. No, we differed on Joe Paterno. That was where the problem lied, and so we decided early on that it was good. And when I realized that Jared and I disagreed, I believe that I did my best to not talk to Matt about it too much too, because for as good of friends as Matt and I are too, I didn't want to go there with him and have a discussion that he didn't agree with me on. So I don't think we've talked about it too much, have we?
No, I think we just kind of agreed it's such a bummer topic that we just kind of let everybody else talk about it.
Yeah, but the whole thing led to me accidentally finding on YouTube an anti-homosexual PSA from the 1950s. We have just enough time here. It's about 10 minutes long. It's a video, but I'm going to describe the video. Todd, if you'd like to watch it with me, you can feel free to come over here and watch it with me, or I will describe it to Matt since he cannot see it. I shall now play a creepy 1950s anti-homosexual PSA. Here we go. Love the music. Can you hear that okay, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. It says, boys beware. Love it. There we go. Produced Inglewood, California, it looks like. Love the music.
They wouldn't be producing it there now.
Why not?
Inglewood, California. It would be bad to try to produce something there now.
The hood? Here we go. Okay. Here's some kids coming in and out of a school, I believe. No, police department. Here comes a man in a suit walking to a car. It is the police department. He's getting in an old car. He's going to talk here in a minute.
Damn, Leave It to Beaver music.
No kidding. I thought they were going to talk here. Someday soon. Here we go.
This is good radio.
I'm Williams, a police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. That looks innocent enough, doesn't it?
Some kids hitchhiking?
Lots of young people hitchhike.
Yeah.
Seems like a good way to get from one place to another.
You know.
But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
Here's a young boy.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy.
Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Sure, thumb it. Pardon me there. He's getting in the car with this man. Doesn't know the man, though. He thumbed the ride.
He'd done it 100 times before.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. He asked Jimmy if he played baseball in the park often.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy told him they practiced 3 times a week and played a rival group on Friday afternoon. The stranger was a good listener, too.
Oh,
it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house.
Well, that was nice of him to take him to his house. I didn't think this was going to go that way.
When Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat.
On the shoulder. Not where you think.
Then he told him he'd see him again, as he always drove by the park on his way home.
I gotta tell you, I haven't gotten this far in the video. Dude in the car that just dropped Jimmy off, creepy mother father. Not kidding you. Todd, you should have seen this guy. Wow. So Jimmy's out in his yard, flipping his...
Sure enough.
Oh!
The following day, when Jimmy finished playing ball...
There's creepy guy.
The man was there waiting.
Looks a little like Jack Nicholson with a Hitler mustache.
Oh.
And sunglasses. I'm driving away again. Hey, Jimmy. Let's go get a pastrami sandwich.
He stopped at a drive-in, and the stranger treated him to a Coke. During their conversation, he told several off-color jokes.
Ooh.
But Jimmy had heard others before, and, well, it made him feel big to so easily win the confidence of an older person.
Yeah, telling penis jokes to a little boy, that's good.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, well, this kid is almost too old to be this dumb. I mean, he's like probably 12, 13, 14. You'd think that...
The following Saturday, they went fishing together. By now, they were using first names. Ralph said it was more friendly.
Ralph.
And so did Lumpy Mandela.
Yeah. Reaching in the picnic basket. Look what I have in here, Jimmy.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time.
That's not bologna in your sandwich.
Dick in the box.
Exactly. During lunch, Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy knew he shouldn't be interested, but, well, he was curious. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious.
Dude is creepy.
Sickness of the mind.
You sick man.
You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh.
A person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
Homosexuals are sick.
Demanding.
But by now, Jimmy felt a fondness for Ralph, and they continued to go places together. Ralph was generous and took Jimmy many interesting places and did many nice things.
I'm feeling a little ugly.
Uh-oh, music change.
He bought presents and even gave him money.
There's no bedroom yet.
Were expected in return. You see, Jimmy hadn't recognized Ralph's approach soon enough. When Ralph first asked Jimmy to go fishing alone, he should have discussed it with his parents or teacher.
Yeah.
Finally, Jimmy told his parents, and they reported it to the juvenile authorities. Ralph was arrested. And Jimmy was released on probation in the custody of his parents.
Kind of curious to know what he was arrested for.
That's what I'm wondering.
All homosexuals are not passive.
Talking to a homosexual?
maybe showing him pornographic pictures is the only thing I can think of. But even that, that's a gray area. Get yourself a good lawyer, Ralph. You'll be back on the street next week and doing it all over again.
Damn you, you are hit on. You're going to jail.
Wait, there's more. We're going to learn more about the gays. Here we go.
Violence is in the case of Mike Merrick.
Another guy here. Is this another gay guy or the same gay guy? It's got to be a different...
In the heat of competition, no one noticed the man who sat and watched.
Boys playing basketball.
And when the game broke up and the others left, Mike decided to stay and practice a little longer.
There's another gay on this video. Unbelievable. There's more than one gay in the world, Matt.
That's shocking.
Unbelievable.
The stranger joined him. He was friendly and, well, it was better than playing alone.
You can tell by the limp wrist when he plays basketball there's something wrong.
After a few shots, Mike realized he had already overstayed his time and suggested he better leave. The stranger told him if he'd like to stay longer, he'd be glad to drive him home when they finished. Sounded great to Mike.
This guy's got
to play longer,
a little
and get a
Cary Grant, Rock Hudson look to him. Shocking. Got a bow tie on. I mean, I don't know what you're doing out there in broad daylight playing basketball in a tuxedo. But that's what he's doing. I'm not kidding you.
Perfectly normal in the 50s.
And being a gay. Yes.
When they finished, the stranger told him he'd make a fine player someday if he got lots of practice.
Oh, yeah.
The companionship, the praise, the friendly attitude dispelled any misgivings Mike might have had about going...
Arm around him.
He probably never realized until too late that he was riding in the shadow of death.
Oh, boy.
But sometime that evening... Mike Merrick traded his life for a newspaper headline.
Uh-oh. I'm going to guess that means he got...
He was forced to lick a sack.
I think he got... Maybe he got dead.
As Denny and Jerry got the papers ready for Jerry's afternoon delivery, they only casually noticed the two boys that raced by in the afternoon traffic.
Wow.
And they didn't pay much attention to the car that drew up shortly afterwards until the man called them over.
You know what? I'm very disappointed in this video. I would have thought there would have been a little more nudity or maybe some sexual explicity.
Could
or something.
Snack looking.
Well, Denny guessed he could. And hop in the man.
Are you not firing again on all cylinders? Is that...
Unfiltered Todd is back.
Good God. What is wrong with you?
Let him go. Let it be, Brad. Let it be.
All right, you go lick some more sack while we go.
I'm not licking no sack.
Without giving it another thought, Denny got in and the car sped away.
Okay, so some boy gets in a car with a man with another boy watching. That sounds weird.
Car with a stranger to write down the license number.
There you go, Jimmy.
Didn't seem to apply, but, well, fortunately, he marked it down.
Or Tommy here, Billy here, Jimmy Shoes.
Soon, Billy had more balls on his nose than Flipper.
When he delivered a paper to Denny's house, he asked his mother if they'd caught the boys that had stolen the bicycles. Denny hadn't returned, so he told her the story.
I was going to make a Jesse Pinkman joke, too, and that nobody would have gotten it anyway, so... It's Mrs. Cleaver here.
A careful parent, she decided to call the police. Jerry supplied the necessary information, and the stranger's car was quickly spotted.
There we go.
Was a good example of how important it is to always get the license number and a
don't go gay.
Any stranger who takes a young person off alone, no matter what they tell you.
Yep. Cops got him again. Two out of three ain't bad. Three gay people in Inglewood.
Public restrooms can often be a hangout.
Oh, public restrooms. Here we go. Oh, look.
Friends hadn't noticed
George Michael.
Been in the restroom when they changed.
I was just getting ready to do it.
The lady suggested they take the shortcut under the pier, but the others preferred to take the more traveled way home.
Little young man going into the public restroom by the seashore here.
Don't do it!
Oh, my God. This is not good. Man's following him on the beach.
You can tell by the kettle drums.
Yep. They're both walking kind of funny like they've been here before.
When Bobby recognized the stranger as the man in the restroom, the shortcut under the pier didn't seem like a good idea at all.
Yeah. Good thinking.
Let's hope he doesn't have a corn cob.
Tommy, you've been around Tim McLaws way too much.
After all, it's more fun to stay with your friends anyway. Bobby had made a wise decision. It may have saved his life.
Matt, are you learning anything?
And your whole future taking now notes. Making the right
one. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover
he may appear normal.
So keep with your group. And don't go off alone.
Apparently they never saw Liberace.
Unless you have the permission of your parent or teacher.
And Magic Matt, with that, I have one piece of advice for you on this, your son's 16th birthday week. I suggest strongly you have Caleb watch this video just to make sure he doesn't have any questions about how he should be taking care of himself in situations such as these.
You send me the link. And we'll sit down and watch it.
That's a good
together.
Idea. Great. I'm glad to hear it. I'm just here to help. That's public service Westmar. So there you have it. That's how you handle the gays.
Gay.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We've got a great game show to play and a Twitter person to call here right now. Let's take the break and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back. July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy! I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically, Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, a long-haired young person came into our bank and said to me, I bet you won't lend me money to buy an electric guitar. Well, he was making $100 a week, and he was over 18, and I said, I bet you I will lend you money to buy an electric guitar. And I did. So what happens? The punk gets busted for possession of dangerous drugs, and we're out $350. There's one thing about kids nowadays. You don't have to give them credit.
Universal Bank. We trust you. About as far as we can throw you.
You can take the man out of radio, but you can't take radio out of the man. The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and Todd here. And we have a guest with us, and we were just discussing here off the air what to call her. We know her from Twitter as This Ain't Denny's, which I'm going to have to ask you about that. But for now, let's just welcome, with a big round of applause, Ms. Mary Sunshine. Mary.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. Now, the first question we need to ask is, and I already know the answer to this, I have a feeling. First of all, say hi to Matt and Todd.
Okay.
Say hi.
Hello,
to...
Hello, Matt and Todd.
Hi. I got a feeling.
Stop it. Don't repeat everything I say.
It's time. It's time to turn him off.
Yeah, stop. Stop for just a minute. Mary Sunshine, first of all, how many Brad Westmar shows have you listened to? I've got a number. It's between 0.1 and -4. And Matt, are you thinking anything higher than that?
No, that's my range.
No.
Mary, you've never listened to the show, have you?
I have not.
See, we knew that. And that deserves a round of applause, too, because, frankly, show's not worth it.
Thank you again.
No, thank you.
Glad to help.
Now, we need to know where the name This Ain't Denny's came from, because I have an idea that it may have to do with the restaurant. Am I right?
Well, it does, actually. It also has more to do with my children. I don't know if you have any children, but if you do, they don't tend to like dinner. It doesn't matter what you serve. You could serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They want something else.
Yeah.
So that's a standard response of mine is, sorry, this ain't Denny's.
Okay. I like it.
On the table.
I
also
like it.
Meaning,
yes.
Also
yes.
Meaning that they don't get food poisoning.
But that's true, too.
Well, that's true.
And I actually, the very first time I saw that, I was thinking more, I wonder if this woman's black, because Denny's went through that whole racist thing, and then to kind of counteract that, they went on the ad campaign of bringing in George Jefferson and Wheezy and doing their TV commercials just to kind of counteract that. So I kind of wondered if that was where that came from, but no.
No, it just kind of means there's no homeless people slumped in the booth next to us. So,
okay,
you know.
That's cool. Makes sense. One of the reasons why I like you so much is you have a sharp, quick tongue on Twitter, as if that's possible. But obviously, you think about your tweets and you make sure that they fit, and I like that.
Well, they fit within 144 characters at least. So
exactly. So Matt, are you following This Ain't Denny's?
No, actually went on there today, though.
Yeah.
This is all new to me.
Okay.
I found out you were going to be on today, and I went down and I read some of your tweets and also on your website today.
Oh. See? Well, I'm flattered, but I'm kind of hurt that you've never done that before.
Well, again.
You know what? I'll go on right now.
You've also never listened to Matt's pretend radio show either, so I think it's fair, don't you?
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. She has a 0.0 listening attendance.
Exactly.
Our show. So.
Exactly. So
I'm very busy.
I'm sure you are. I had a hard time setting up this time. You said your schedule was very tight, and
it is.
We couldn't change anything. We had to do it at exactly the time that you said, and so I'm glad that we were able to slide it in. So
sure.
Thank you. Sure. There's
I
also
do what I can to help.
There's also a chance that you and I may run into each other at the Gladstone Pool sometime in the near future. Is that correct?
I really hope not, but it's a chance. The one thing I will say about the Gladstone Pool is I always leave there feeling very thin and very intelligent.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You said the same thing to me on Twitter, and I completely agree with that. And I believe last year on the show, I made a couple of mentions about how much better I felt about myself when I left there, too. So I agree with you there, definitely.
Yeah.
Now,
I also feel like I should probably get more tattoos.
Definitely, because I talked about the tattoos, too. And I totally agree with that. Now, Mary, are you a Royals fan? You're in Kansas City. You're a Royals fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. And
lifelong.
Lifelong. Very good. And you watch on TV occasionally, I'm assuming.
Yes, I do.
Good. Good. So you know who Rex Hudler is?
Yes, I do.
Good. Good, 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 good. Well, then we're going to play a game. We like to play games on this show. And this is a game where you'll get a pretty good idea about one question in as to how serious we take our games. So first things first, we must play our game show theme. You may recognize the music from something else, but it's time to play Let's Put the U in Hudler. Complete the Rex Hudler quote. With celebrity host tonight, Mr. Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, really good to be here. I'm going to give 110% the whole time.
And as well as Brad's ex-wife, Amy.
Hi, Brad.
And Brad, of course, will play himself with our contestant, Ms. Mary Sunshine. Mary, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk that way the rest of the time. I just wanted to do that for you. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to answer what you think the completion of this Rex Hudler quotable quote is. It goes like this. Wax your blank today, Mr. Marino. Wax your blank today, Mr. Marino. Now, hold your thought. You've been thinking about that for a few minutes, Mary, as Lou Ferrigno and my ex-wife, Amy, write down their answers. And I will also think of my answer. Amy, how you doing tonight? Amy?
Fine.
Amy, are you looking?
How's Todd?
I'm good. Hey, by the way, Amy, have you been outside doing the topless sunbathing like you used to?
All the time. Tan lines are for losers.
Todd's not here anymore, but Lou's here. You want to say hi to Lou?
Hi, Lou.
Lou can't hear you, so I have to tell him. Lou, Amy says hi. Can you hear me?
You know, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, good. Are you ready with your answers?
I got my answer.
Okay, let's start first of all with Mary to see if she can match us. Okay. Mary, what do you think is the answer to wax your blank today, Mr. Marino, as Rex Hudler has put it in the past?
I'm going to go with bowling ball.
Wax your bowling ball today. Okay. That's a good answer. Let's first check with Lou Ferrigno, who can't hear. And I've just discovered this. I mean, he's been on the show before and we talked to him like he can hear us, but Lou can't hear us. But Lou, can you hear if I yell?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Do I need to keep yelling?
No.
Okay. Good. Good. Because
I really don't appreciate when people yell at me. I give 110% and you just yell at me all the time.
Lou, give us your answer. See if you can match. We're looking for a match with Mary. Wax your, she says, bowling ball today.
First of all, I want you to know, as I really thought hard about this question, I give 110%.
I know. And you do all the time.
Really, forehead. Forehead is my answer.
Wax your forehead today. That's not a correct answer, I'm sorry to say. Where's my buzzer? Here's my buzzer. Oops, that's not. That's laughter. That's the wrong button. It's this. Well, that's an incorrect answer. Let's check with my ex-wife, Amy, who's now 75 years old. Amy, because you were always older than me, and I always, never mind. Anyway.
Shut up, Brad. Just ask me the question.
Amy, what is your answer to wax your blank today? We're looking for bowling ball.
Well, I did this before I went sunbathing because it's embarrassing if you don't wax your back.
Wax your back today. That's an incorrect answer. I will give you my answer that I wrote down, and I think the judges, who, by the way, the judges are Amy and Lou Ferrigno, will agree that my answer is close enough for a match. My answer is wax your balls today, Mr. Marino. Is that close enough for a match, everybody? You agree? Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay. Amy, agree? I think
whatever.
There we go. That's a ding. That's good. That's 1 point. Let's try this again. Okay? You got one. Let's do another one. You ready for another one, Mary?
I'm ready.
Okay. Is that a kid
what
in the back?
What do I win, by the way?
You win the opportunity to hear yourself on a download on this show.
Oh, man.
I didn't.
Well, now I'm really depressed.
That's not even any good.
Welcome to the show.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
I'll let you say the F word one time at the end of the show. On the show.
Fantastic.
How's that sound? Okay,
that sounds awesome.
Okay, good. That'll work. All right, here we go. Here's another Rex Hudler quote. You're going to finish it for us, but you're going to think about it first. You could put more than a blank of blank under that one. You could put more than a blank of blank under that one. Let's think about that for a few minutes as Lou Ferrigno and Amy and Mary and myself think of our... Boy, this one is tough. You weren't kidding about this earlier. Man, you could put more than a blank. Okay, everybody got their answers? You guys ready? Yeah, it looks like Lou's still writing down. Lou writes down in the deaf alphabet. It's a little bit different than most people.
I'm about to come over here and punch you in the face.
Right.
They're all capital letters.
That's exactly right. Very
I'll
loud.
Put you through the wall. Put you right through the wall.
I'm sorry. Let's get Mary's answer. Mary, you could put more than a blank of blank under that one. What do you think?
A gallon of mayonnaise.
I like that answer. A gallon of mayonnaise under that one. Let's check with Amy, my tall, blonde, skinny ex-wife. Amy, what is your answer? You could put more than a blank of blank under that one.
My answer is pretty close. I put tub of baby oil.
Tub of baby oil. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I do remember a time, you, me, baby oil. I do remember
that. We don't
need
to hear about this anymore.
Sorry, okay. But I do remember that. That was back when we were in love.
I blacked out. I don't remember that at all.
That was because I, never mind. Okay, that's not a correct answer, unfortunately. But we got a couple more people, so don't fret. Let's go over to Lou. Lou, your answer to you could put more than a blank of blank under that one.
Tub of tuna.
Tub of tuna. Close, but no cigar. I'm sorry. And my answer.
I gave him 110%. This is not.
No, you did. You did. Stop interrupting me. Okay? Deaf people. Tell you what. My answer was you could put more than a tub of, I'm sorry, a pound of butter on that one, but that's not a correct answer either, Mary. I'm sorry. But let's just move on to another one. And would you, maybe your kid would like to play. I heard a child in the background.
He's 4. He doesn't know anything.
Oh, you have a 4-year-old too. Yes. Then I do understand where you're coming from with the whole we don't like whatever you make for dinner thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's completely crazy. So. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do this one. Let's jump around a little bit. Rex Hudler quote, be a blank, not a blank. Be a blank, not a blank. Finish the Rex Hudler quote. Lou writing down in gargantuan bold letters. And Amy writing down in her Southern Belle cursive. Very nice.
My pen gave 110%.
Could you guys both? Why don't you both just talk at the same time?
Let's do it.
Both of you. 1, 2, 3.
My pen just decided to give 110%.
I was a hawk with the
eyes. Great effing radio. It's great. It's very. Wait, let's do it one more time. I got somebody to add to it. Go ahead and do it one more time. 1, 2, 3.
My pen gave 110%.
I don't know why you're so mad at us.
Very good. That's enough. Do you guys have answers? Ladies, gentlemen, we okay? All right. Let's check with Mary Sunshine. Mary.
All right.
Be a blank, not a blank.
I'm going to say be a fondue, not a fondon't.
Be a fondue, not a fondon't. I like that answer.
I feel really confident about that one.
I feel good for you as well. My answer, not anywhere close. I'll give you mine first. Mine was be a man, not a bitch. But that one's not correct, so we'll give you the buzzer on that one. Let's check with Lou Ferrigno next. Lou, be a blank, not a blank. What do you think Rex Hudler said?
Be a Mexican, not a Mexican.
Be a Mexican. That's pretty close. I like it, but it's not. Does that count? I don't. No, it doesn't. It's not.
I'm telling you, I'm not appreciating.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work.
Punch in the face.
We'll see about Amy. Amy, be a blank, not a blank. You probably said it to me many times, be a man, not a bitch. Is that the one you came up with?
Am I allowed to talk, or are you going to yell at me?
You
again?
Can go ahead and talk. Are you drunk, as usual?
I'm getting there.
No. I bet Mary likes to drink. Mary?
Oh, absolutely.
Atta girl. Okay.
I've been drinking all day, actually.
Oh, my God. I love you already.
In preparation for you, Brad.
Okay. Exactly. See? Amy, give us your answer. Be a blank, not a blank.
Be a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
Oh, that's a good. I thought you were going to say be a pitcher, not a catcher. But no, neither are good answers. Let's move on. We've got one match so far, though. One match. Let's see if we can. Do you have enough time, Mary, to keep going?
I've got time, sure.
Good. And you're drunk. That's great. So
I am, and my children are used to being neglected, so it's all good.
I love it. I swear to God I should have married you. Let's move on to another one. I wish I could have had a lousy blank. I wish I could have had a lousy blank. Think of your answer for that, Lou, Amy, Mary Sunshine, who is ham radio. Mary, what have you been drinking today?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that.
Oh, God.
Little bourbon and pickle juice, a little vodka and V8, you know.
Do you live in Gladstone, may I ask?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do. And
you sound like you fit right in. That's what scares me with all the drinking. Have you done any heroin today?
Not today.
Okay. Good.
You know.
All right.
Try to keep that down to a minimum.
Yeah,
you know,
do it on the weekends. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wish I could have had a lousy blank. This is a tough one, at least for me anyway. I wish I could have had a lousy blank. You guys have your answers. Okay, that's great. Let's go to Mary. Mary, your answer for that. I wish I could have had a lousy...
ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Okay, ham
yeah.
sandwich. That's a good answer. Let's go to Lou Ferrigno first. Lou, I wish I could have had... what was the name of the singer of the Mamas and the Papas? Mama Cass, ham sandwich. We're looking for ham sandwich. Lousy blank. What do you got there?
A lousy lay from Independence.
That's a good answer. but not the correct answer. I'm sorry. That was my answer, too, actually. I had down lousy lay. That was all I could think of, and that's wrong, too. Amy, you know a lot about lousy things. I've seen pictures of your current husband. I wish I could have had a lousy... blank.
Part in Zombie Bloodbath.
Part in Todd Sheets' movie Zombie Bloodbath. Good answer, but not the correct answer. Mary, drink a little more. Let's do another one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right.
I want to tell Amy, yeah. Amy, you and the guys with muscles, I'm really kind of liking your voice.
I do. I am totally into muscles. After I was done with Brad, I went in the complete opposite direction, straight to muscles.
I have a physique. I've got the physique. You know... I'm the Hulk. I'm the man. You come over here and hang out with me because I'll give 110%.
Now, the irony in that statement is the fact that in truth, you actually married somebody who's about 4'2" and 65 pounds soaking wet, and you know it.
That's... Brad, the computer takes away 150 pounds.
Sure it does.
Everybody knows that.
Here is the latest question. Finish this phrase from Rex Hudler. How did I ever get a blank on television? How did I ever get a blank on television? Think your answer's up? Mary Sunshine. No, don't say it yet, though. Don't say it yet, because we got Lou writing down.
I'm still thinking.
Okay, good. Lou's writing his down. Amy's presumably writing hers down right now. Either that or she's lighting up a Newport, but not really sure. It could be. Could
Cannon
be doing
and
both.
Smoking. They go together.
They do.
Like peanuts and cocaine.
That's true. That's true. All right, you guys ready? You're ready, Lou? Amy, you're ready? Okay, let's defer to Mary. Mary, how did I, and this is Rex Hudler speaking in the first person, how did I ever get a blank on television? What do you think? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what can I say on the air? I know.
Yeah, that was kind of it. How did I ever get a... midget on television. I don't know.
A midget on television. Boy, you are drunk. Okay, that answer is an interesting one. I'm going to start with my answer, and you may be surprised by this, but I went a little on the dirty side. See, if you use the initials, it's okay. Okay? So I'm going to say, how did I ever get a BJ on television? But unfortunately, that does not answer. The answer is not working for yours. So...
No
match there. Let's check with Amy. Amy, how did I ever get a blank on television? Your answer, please.
My answer was job.
How did I ever get a job? That's almost a match to me, but not a match.
We get half credit.
Very, very much. Yeah, half credit to me. That's the problem is Mary's playing. See? Get it?
No, yeah. I'm playing. Yeah,
No, you're not playing, Amy. You're helping. Barely.
We're all playing.
I'm going to have another drink. You just continue on.
Yeah, you and Mary get drunk together. Lou, your answer, how did I ever get a blank on television?
A hairy bleeding nipple.
What? Very good, but not a correct answer. All right, this one, the last one. I think this will be the last one, because at this point, we're going nowhere. All right, this is the hardest one.
Good, I need another drink.
Okay, go. Can you stay on the phone while you get another drink? Are you okay?
Probably.
Oh, you just put your four-year-old on, if you want to.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, put him on.
No, that's all right.
You want to? No?
No.
Okay.
No, he's crazy.
Okay. All right, here we go. Last one. Cheese on my blank broke the blank in two, blew the blank on by... wouldn't want to be you. All right, that's too tough, isn't it? I got it. You got to throw that.
Skip it.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I'll never remember all that.
All right, let's go back up to this one now. Blank and blank.
It takes a minute with you.
Wait. Blank and blank. Roll them over. Blank and blank. Roll them over. Think about that for a minute. Blank and blank. Said by Rex Hudler on the air during a Royals broadcast. Blank and blank. Roll them over. I got to think about this one for a minute. A little silence here, if you will.
I don't think it's very funny. Asking for silence. I'm a dead.
Your four-year-old's asking about me.
I don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
He's taking way too long.
Who's got their answer? Get your answer?
I got it.
You got Amy, you got your answer?
Yep.
All right. Mary, it's up to you. Last one here. Blank and blank. Roll them over. What do you got?
I got nothing on that one, Brad. I'm sorry.
Oh,
God.
Are you kidding me?
Oprah and Gail?
Oprah and Gail? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a good answer. I like it. Let's check with Lou first. Lou, blank and blank, roll them over.
Praline's an ass.
What? Praline's an ass? What is that from, Lou? Is that you? Lou,
it's an ice cream flavor.
God almighty, no. Let's go to Amy. Amy, what do you think? Blank?
This is what I say. I'm just going to cut you off and get to it.
Sure.
This is what I say. When I know my legs are done, when I'm up tanning up here on the roof, Bronzed and greasy, roll them over.
That's a good answer, but not
my kind of woman.
Does not match Mary. And what I was going to say was, Amy, my ex-wife, and Mary, roll them over. But that didn't work either. I'm sorry to say. Oh, you got one right. You got one right though.
What are we rolling over?
I meant
the clover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use your imagination. You know.
I got one right.
You did. You know, you didn't do a bad
Yay!
Job. You didn't do a bad job at all. In fact, we probably deserve some applause. Let's get the applause together. Let's go. That's good.
You gave 130%.
That's good. That's good. I like it. And now let's get rid of Lou and Amy right now. Lou, Amy, we're going to let you go. You guys take care.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Brad.
Have a good one. See ya. Very
Bye-bye.
Good. Thank God we got rid of them. Okay. Yeah. Now, if you got a couple of more minutes, we forgot to ask you any of our Ring of Fire initiation questions. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask you some.
I have a college degree.
You do or you don't?
I do.
You do. Okay, good. Good. Then we're all in the same boat except for Matt and Todd.
That's why my answers are so good.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I will ask you discrete questions so you don't freak out your four-year-old son. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Round it off to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. How many partners have you had in your life? And when I say partners, you know what I'm talking about. You know that.
No.
Oh, damn.
Exactly.
Well, I've only. No comment.
You're pleading. Wow. What is wrong with these people out there? What? Well, okay. All right. You like that? You're applauding that. Why?
I have a college degree.
Okay. All right. Here's a good question for you. Is boy, that kid of yours is worked up. I mean, you need to give him some booze.
Oh, I know.
Not you, Todd. The kid.
He makes siren noises all day.
I guess. No wonder
kind of
you.
Scary.
No wonder you drink. I don't blame you.
I know.
Here's a question for you, Mary. Is it an exit or an entrance or both? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I assume you're referring to my nose, and it is definitely an exit only.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm thinking. How do I explain this?
Ear canal.
I can't imagine what else you would be talking about.
The Erie Canal? Is that the best way to put it? Yeah. You know. You know.
My
what the,
ear?
Do you know what the forest of no return is?
Well, I've never heard it referred to that way, but I think the answer you're looking for.
But the part Let me finish. It's actually adjacent. It's right next door to the Forest of No Return. Is that the best way to put it, Todd? It's right. I know.
Is it near the area that my child is spanking me on right now?
Yes, it's the back door of the Forest of No Return. That's the best way to put it.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Is that an exit, an entrance, or both for you?
Absolutely an exit only.
It's an exit. That's probably a good answer. I like that. We like that. That's good. Let's ask you one more, okay? This is the hardest one. Okay. You can't say no on this one because you've got a college degree, okay? Here we
I
go.
Do.
Gladstone State. Here we go. In 30 seconds, let's do 15 seconds. In 15 seconds, how many times could I slap your kid through the phone? No, how many U.S. presidents can you name? Are you ready?
Oh, dear God. Sure. Right,
15 seconds. Ready? Go.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter.
Okay. There we go. That wasn't
William
too bad.
Jefferson Clinton.
That was about 10 or 11, I think. That wasn't too bad.
She did good.
Not too bad.
I know some more.
But 15 seconds. We wanted to see how fast.
I can only talk so fast. I've been drinking all day.
I understand. And finally, here we go. This is tough. You're never going to give us an answer to this, but how much money in theory for you to have intercourse with a sheep or another barnyard animal? How much money in theory? This is in theory, okay? I'm not saying, Mary would do it for... I'm saying, in theory, how much money for you to have sex with a sheep or another barnyard animal?
In theory. Well, I do have an awful lot of student loan debt, so...
There you go.
I don't know, maybe a few $100,000.
Wow.
I'm easy.
Wow, that's good. That's one of the... we had one guy who said a $2 bill he would do it for.
$2 bill.
Yeah.
Amy said 35 cents.
Amy said 35 cents. That's true. Wow. That's true.
She's kind of used to having,
Yeah, down there in the South. That's true. So, Mary, I promised you, even though you did get one right, you didn't do really well on the game, it's a tough game, would you like to say the F word on the show one time?
I absolutely would.
Okay. Do you want to put it in a sentence for us? Do you want to just say it really loud in front of your kids? What do you want to do exactly?
I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay. Go right ahead. We're ready when you are.
Okay. My absolute favorite swear word, because it can be used as a noun, verb, adjective, or adverb, is the F word. I can't even say it.
Well, why can't you say it? Because we're all waiting for you to say it?
Well, I don't know. There might be three or four people listening to this.
Fuckity fuck, yeah. Fuck.
Felgacarb.
Stop it. Okay, you don't have to say it then. We're going to let you go. I mean, this is your last chance, Mary.
Well, fuck.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Sunshine. Yay. You can find her on Twitter at This Ain't Denny's. This Ain't Denny's. Is that right? Yeah, This Ain't Denny's. Yes, yes. You must read her tweets. Thank you so much for joining us. And you can hear yourself very soon through jackaloperadio.com. Okay?
Oh, boy. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Mary. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Mary Sunshine.
Mary!
Mary! God bless her. Gotta love her. Now, you've got a big F-bomb or two there to cut out. You know about that, right?
I'm leaving him because it'll be after the airing. It'll be after the broadcast.
You think?
Fuck.
Stop it. I don't want those words on my show.
You just asked for them.
You have to bleep them out now.
Okay.
I don't want those words on my show.
You want them on your show? But
no, we don't. Because Matt is a very Christian conservative young man. And I don't want him to have to listen to that kind of stuff twice.
Sorry, Matt.
Can I put my headphones back in now?
Yeah.
I had to take them off.
You see? You see? Seriously, you need to boot them out now.
Dang it.
You should have thought about that before you dropped 300 of them in one breath.
Good luck editing that mess out.
No kidding.
Mary gets to do it, I should get to do it.
You were going to bleep hers out too.
Oh, am I?
Well, yes. That was the whole plan. She wouldn't know that we were going to bleep it out. Now you got to bleep it out.
Okay.
Sorry. No, damn you. No, you know what? F you. No, I'm not going to say it. I could have, but I'm not going to. Magic Matt, it's that time. And I'm not talking about Caleb's 16th birthday party. It's that time for you to close the show.
All right.
Don't get too excited.
I kind of got caught up in things. I don't know if I'm quite ready.
Oh, well, then let me talk to Todd a little bit longer while you get ready.
go ahead. Okay, Phil,
Todd?
Give me like 30 seconds.
Okay, yes, Todd, seriously, you got to bleep him out.
All right, I'll bleep him out.
You know, it's like it's kind of an oxymoron that I put explicit on our show on Podomatic because we kind of do get dirty and explicit. Like when you start talking about the back door to the Lent Forge and No Return, I mean, it gets a little dirty, you know, sometimes. So I put explicit on there, but I just, the words need to go. It's a lot more fun,
man.
when you know, thank you.
Okay, I'm ready.
And after you. Okay. What? The Magic Matt, take us away.
Okay, three things. Number one, this could be Magic Matt's final episode before his big holdout.
Oh, for God's sake.
Number two, Todd Unfiltered, The Return.
Just
another disappointing sequel, to be honest with you. Last week, I got a bigger kick out of it.
Agreed. Yep.
Sorry, Todd. And this week's guest, not near as revealing as our previous guest, and that is a good thing.
That's a very good thing, because I do not like listening to Brandon about his sexual escapades. Not fun.
It wasn't Brandon, was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Who was it?
I don't remember. I'm just kidding. Who did we have last time?
We had the guys from Lost in the Static.
Oh, that's right. Josh and Scott. I totally forgot about that. But see, it's a lot better to ask women those questions than it is men. I mean,
yes.
You felt kind of ugly during the Lost in the Static guys, right? I mean,
yeah. I don't know if I'm quite over it yet.
I think maybe we need to stop asking those questions of guys on the show.
I think so.
Definitely. Well, you enjoy yourself tonight with the family and tell them all hello.
I will.
How do you do?
And I just want you to know that I am not going to add you to a bet. Never mind, I'm not going to go there. I just got to pray to God it's on there. Todd, thank you, and we will talk to you soon, too. Brad Westmars saying thank you for coming tonight. If you did not, maybe next time you can. Good night.